Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi. My name is Pat McCabe. I have a lot of subscriptions with you guys. I'm just calling to see if there's an issue with any of the shipping because I know 1 week it didn't charge me, but then a Tuesday and a Friday have come and they didn't try to recharge me. I don't know if it's anything to... I know I'm a part of a few different Facebook groups where, like, I guess, are you guys moving to a new warehouse or? I don't know if
I'm not sure about warehouse transition because the warehouse transition has been the warehouse transition had begun a few months ago. Now, considering the amount of stock and inventory that we do have, I mean, I can understand if the warehouse transition could take as long as 3 months to fully transition over to the new warehouse. I mean, because I mean, it's a really big, you know, a really big venture to have to, you know, go move from one warehouse to another warehouse. Considering the amount of items that we do, you know, store at the warehouse, you know, to keep on hand to be available in the inventory for people to order. So with having to move all of that product from one warehouse to another warehouse and get that warehouse up and running, et cetera, it very well could take this long. So that wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility. But okay. Let's take a look at your account, see if there's any further information that might give any further details. Can you provide the last name associated with the account?
Yes, McCabe, MCCABCE.
And your zip code?
33897, Davenport, Florida.
Thank you. And I see that you have a lot of buildups that you're collecting. So is there any particular one that you're calling about?
So I know that a week ago, the DeLorean, the X01, and the Jeep tried to go through, but I didn't have the money at the time. And so I expected it this past Tuesday to go through, but I didn't get any email saying I didn't have any money or didn't charge or something, and then I expected it yesterday. Again, no money was removed at all, so I'm just trying to mainly check on those three.
Okay. So for the DeLorean, and also I'm required to ask, can you confirm the first name associated with the account?
Patrick.
And the address?
502 Allison Avenue, Davenport, Florida.
And finally, the email address?
It's my patrickmccabe65@yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you. So I see for the DeLorean, your next billing date is Tuesday the 13th.
Okay.
And then we'll check on the Ecto-1 and the Jeep Willys. Let's see here. I apologize for the delay. And
no,
so it looks like the Ecto-1, a shipment was sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment on the 26th. I'm not sure if you would have got that. So I can check on the notes.
If it was for the 13th and the 14th, that one I did get. It's the next two issues that I wouldn't have got that I didn't get. I don't know.
I'm just loading the notes on the order. I apologize for the delay.
No worries.
Thank you for your patience.
No worries.
Okay, so let's see here for the Ecto-1. The most recent order was shipped on the 31st. What does the tracking say? That it was delivered on April 6th. So I suppose, yes, you did get that one. But I do see for the Ecto-1 that there was a decline on the 2nd for insufficient funds. But the next billing date... The next billing date is Tuesday, April 13th, so as long as the funds are available, there will not be any problems, and the payment will go through without issue. So let's check on the Jeep Willys. Let's see here. And then it looks like something must be out of stock with the Jeep Willys, because I see the last shipment was sent to the warehouse on December 29th. Well... It didn't give me any information about there being anything. Oh, that I pulled up the wrong account for the Jeep Willys. There's the regular shipments and the special shipments. I clicked on the special shipments by mistake. My apologies. So with the Jeep Willys on the correct account for the buildup, let's make sure everything is good to go. Everything is good to go. And your next billing date for the Jeep Willys is also on April 13th.
Perfect. Okay. It was just weird that this past week, literally there wasn't anything that said, short money, or I didn't get any, money taken out or nothing. So, I don't know.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, it was that insufficient funds that we got when we tried to charge. But as long as the funds are available on Tuesday, everything should be, perfectly fine and good to go.
Okay, perfect. One last question. I just was thinking about this. So I have the DB5 build-up going, but I noticed on the website it's up for a pre-order right now. So I'm just trying to figure out, is it still going? Am I going to have to start over? I'm not sure what.
It's still going. Your next shipment was supposed to have been on April 6th. Let me pull up the notes and see what went on, what the reason was that that didn't go out. Hey, what happened? Nothing happened. That's very odd. Because it was scheduled to charge you on April 6th, but nothing happened. So I can push out the next. I could push out the next billing date. I could either push it out to Tuesday with everything else, or I could push it out to Friday of next week, so that you're not hit with like five payments all at the same time.
What, I mean, are you able to see what all is going coming in and out on Tuesday? I mean, I know right now DeLorean, Ecto, and Jeep.
Yes, DeLorean, Ecto-1, Jeep, and now we're looking at the DB5, if you would like for me to set it to try to charge you on Tuesday. Because it's not giving me any, it's not telling me that anything is out of stock, so there shouldn't be any reason why there would be a problem getting your next shipment out.
That's weird. Let's hold off. We'll just leave the DB5 where it's at right now, just, you know, because I'd like to do it, but at the same time, I only have it set at one part per month, so it's like, you know, I'm okay waiting on that one. Really, it's the Ecto-1 and the DeLorean that I'm trying to catch up with a friend of mine. So.
Okay.
But beyond that, yeah, I think I'm good on everything else right now. It was just those three that I was, like, a little confused on, so.
Okay, well, I can understand that. Alrighty, well, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss? Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good day.
Thank you so much. You have an amazing day, too.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.